This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877 DOCDALI. So, some of you guys say, Dahlia, you got some pretty thick skin. I mean, I'm thick. I got big booty, but, you know, I don't know. I don't think I'm that thick skinned. But they're like, you know, people will, you know, criticize, they'll ridicule, they'll, you know, talk bad about you, they'll talk bad about doctors. And then you can at any time be accused of what you're saying is wrong, and then it later be right again. And, you know, how do you, you know, how do you not let that sway you? How do you not let that? Well, one is always have a good moral compass, always be ethical, always really believe in what you're saying. All right. And with you guys, I mean, I promise you from the day I started and I was on air, I was going to tell you like it is. Right? Because, and even if I'm wrong about something, remember the men's orifices are dirtier than females' orifices. I read the article wrong. It was men's offices. I own up to it. And so as long as I could sleep at night, I'm good. But the other reason why is this concept of misinformation. That has been something that doctors have had to deal with from the very beginning. In science, whenever there was a invention or an innovation, there were always the haters. There were always the doubters, even if it looked like it could work. You know, we spoke about vaccines. Okay, can you imagine what happened in the 1700s when Edward Jenner said, look, I know you all are dying of smallpox, but what if you give a little tiny bit of smallpox? Misinformation, we need to cancel him, and well, now we have the vaccines. Same thing with antibiotics. Ian Fleming, guys, some fungus grew on my Staphylococcus petri dish. I think it worked, and it worked. So everybody takes some fungus or mold. People are like, what? Crazy say what? Misinformation. So, this has been time to talk about H. pylori. Treat an ulcer. The reason why you guys have an ulcer is because there's a bacteria in there. What? You know, all this people saying what? I told you guys. I was in journal club as a resident or medical student, and you had to, I was a medical student. No, I think I was a resident. I forget. Anyway, and you had to bring an article, you know, and talk about it. I brought an article. This was in the late 90s, going postmenopausal estrogen could be linked to heart disease. Oh, that's wrong. That's this. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. It's a bad article, bad study. We have all these other studies saying estrogen is cardioprotective. And then what happens with the Women's Health Initiative in 2002? They found that HRT could be, you know, hazardous for some people when it comes to the cardiovascular status. So I have time and time again, even personally, been told that I'm wrong just for it to be right. So let's look at all the misinformation. What happened 2 years ago about misinformation? Misinformation was blasted and still is. For those of us that, guys, what you're wearing isn't going to protect you against virus. It's not working. You're still going to get sick. That's misinformation. Well, it's now been established that, nope, you can still get COVID while wearing the mask. COVID is going to mutate. COVID is always going to be with us. COVID is, that's misinformation. That's misinformation. Well, COVID did mutate. COVID is still with us. COVID may, even though we can't predict 100%, may just be a part of our lives. So for those of us that said, look, why are you guys doing this now? We're going to be dealing with this next year, the year after, the year after. Misinformation, nope, now that's Now that's accepted. What about the vaccines? Well, just because I get the vaccine doesn't mean I'm not going to get COVID. You can be vaccinated and still get COVID. Vaccinated individuals can still spread the virus. That was considered misinformation. You could get a vaccine, but you'll still carry the virus. Misinformation, cancel them. All right, vaccinated individuals can still spread the virus. I'm tired of this over and over and over again. The biggest thing that got labeled misinformation is how natural immunity may be stronger than vaccine immunity. Something that we were taught as kids, something that we were taught in virology and immunology, microbiology, it was labeled misinformation. If you brought up natural immunity, in fact, there's a doctor right now, license suspended for her writing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and for her Facebook posts, one of which was about why doesn't the government want to look at natural immunity, she needs to have a neuropsych consult. Yet again, we just had another study, I'm going to be talking about this in a little bit, showing natural immunity, again, here we go, more powerful. This study came out of, I have to give you guys the source, I need to find, it's not saying right now. This was a study that looked at, again, natural immunity, Sheba Medical Center in Ramat Gan, Israel. Ramat Gan is where I have family. So, you know, that's why I don't like the labels. Don't accuse somebody of misinformation if months later it's going to be like, yeah. Kids not being in school. We said kids not being in school was going to hurt them. It's going to hurt the kids. Misinformation. Labeled misinformation. And what happened? Even the American Academy of Pediatrics said it's hurting our kids. I mean, can we stop calling stuff misinformation? We're still doing it. They're still saying it's fake news, misinformation. Now, mind you, like I said, saying that your M&M habit of eating M&Ms is going to protect you against COVID, okay, that is not scientific. That is complete conjecture, and I don't even know where I'd like to try it. But look at what's happening now with medications. I mean, look at the clinical trials and the studies looking at ivermectin, looking at hydroxychloroquine, looking at fluvoxamine, looking at diphenhydramine, Benadryl. If I had said 2 years ago that Benadryl could help, I would have been labeled misinformation. In fact, when I brought up a drug for COVID, Facebook said, I brought up molnupiravir. And then I was going to talk about the news. They called that misinformation. Maybe we need to rethink, because what's misinformation now is science later. Not always, but sometimes. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts.
And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the card? Yes, the royal flush.
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know how I said Super Bowl is one of my favorite holidays? Yes, I love Christmas and Hanukkah. I love Halloween and all that, but 4th of July is fun too. But Super Bowl, one of my favorite holidays. And it isn't just about football, you know, and the game and season culminating with like the biggest game of the year. It's just everything. It's the food, it's the friends, it's the commercials, the funny commercials, which I think, what, are 5.3 million per 30-second spot? I need to double-check. It's the prop bets, you know, all the different bets you could do. I mean, I haven't looked at the prop bets. I'm not really big on prop bets. I don't win. You know, I usually just do a straight bet on who's going to win. And I might do like who's going to score first. The Rams might score first. I mean, here's the thing with the Bengals, guys. And when it comes to now these aren't the crazy prop bets. When it comes to the Bengals, remember, they have been the underdog the past, what, five games? Okay, I mean, the Bengals, and they have, you know, superseded their expectations. So don't underestimate the Bengals. I understand that my predictions kind of favored the Rams, but remember, I don't have the NFL injury report. It was the best thing I could do, and I had to base it on jersey color. So based on the jersey color being white, you know, and there being a back injury with the Bengals, white for the Rams, back injury for the Bengals, it ended up being leaning towards the Rams. There's about a 4.5-point spread. But, like, some of these, oh, my gosh. I mean, some of these prop bets, it's very intimidating. And, you know, being from Las Vegas, I need to caution you about some of these. You know, I you know, who's going to win the coin toss? You know, what is going to be the jersey number of the person who scores first? Now, is it going to be under, like, 20 or over? Now, you could calculate that based on your running backs, based on your more common receivers. But trust me, these sports book odds makers and these people behind the sports book, I mean, they know what they're doing. So they're not going to be like, okay, well, it's obviously going to be a lighter number because it's not going to be a lineman. It usually has larger numbers. Trust me, they've got this all calculated. Who's going to score first, the Rams or the Bengals? What's going to be the first score? Is it going to be a touchdown? Is it going to be a field goal? Is it going to be a safety? Now, I was at the Tarkanian's house, Jerry Tarkanian and his family, Danny and Amy, and somebody had bet on a safety being done first quarter or possibly first score of the game. And that's what ended up happening with the Bronco, I think it was the Bronco Seahawks game. And so, you know, this is, and I think that was the one game I predicted wrongly on. So I didn't use jersey color. I used the NFL injury report. So I forgot what I did wrong. I know. But listen, 9-1 isn't bad for me in the last 10 years. So, you know, you can make a lot of money. It's just, when you do the profits, it's like you're sprinkling a whole bunch where you put a little here, put a little here, put a little here, and then hopefully one takes. As a person who lives in Las Vegas, you know, who's played Keno before, where you're hoping, all right, well, if I sprinkle and hit the right numbers and all that, the odds are always against you. So I don't know how, you know, excited about that. You know, you have the over and the under. You have, like, how many field goals are going to be done. How many field kicks will be attempted or but failed or not make it through? How many two-point conversions are going to be attempted? How many two-point conversions are going to be successfully achieved? You know, under two, over two. So there's all those bets. But I like some of the funny bets. Like, I remember with the Chiefs, 49er game, somebody said Andy Reid was going to be eating a cheese. Andy Reid's going to eat a cheeseburger in the middle of the game. Okay, come on, people, really? And then remember there was supposed to be one where a SpongeBob SquarePants was supposed to be on the field, or there was, I think, one game where somebody's going to run across the field and have to get arrested. So some of the prop bets that we have here, of course, the Star Spangled Banner. There's always a Star Spangled Banner. How long will the national anthem last? Mickey Gooden is going to be singing it. And some people project 97.5 seconds or less. So others have seen that during the National Memorial Day concert, Mickey sang it in under 86 seconds. But Super Bowl versions seem to tend, you know, they usually go longer, a lot of times 107 seconds. Because, you know, people want to, you know, oh, say does that star-spangled banner, yeah, wave. And then they'll just hold that note, you know, and then, oh, the land of the free. And then they might go, hee. And then they might just, like, really hit it high. And then they might hold that note, and everybody's like, ooh, yay. And the home of the. And then you could just finish by saying brave. Or you could go, and then you could just go, brave. You go up or whatever you want to do. So, anyway, when I sing the Star Spangled Banner in the shower, it lasts at least 120 seconds because I'm trying to do the runs and I think I sound good. And then I'm like, you know what? Let's do an encore. You know, so you know, some of these Star Spangled Banners, I don't understand that. You know, you want the Star Spangled Banner to end in the home of the brave, and you want everybody to go, yay, yay, yay. But then people just keep going, and then they're like, and you're like, okay. And then do you stop the clap? Like the home. You're like, okay, there's more. The home. And then you're like, well, now what's going on? The pray. And then, oh, yay. And they're like, yeah. And then they keep running the song. And you're like, is the song over yet? I don't know if Mickey's going to do that. I don't know. But all I know is when I'm in the shower and I sing the Star Spangled Banner, it's at least 2 minutes long. So that's me. Okay, who's going to win the coin toss? Very interesting. According to People Magazine, okay, the coin toss determines who gets to choose offensive or defensive starting position, right? And so it has landed on tails 53% of the time in the past 55 games. I bet once. On tails. I always bet on tails, and I lost. I forget which Super Bowl that was. It was just like $5, but I'm not really, yeah. So, there's a 50-50 shot, technically. But then, what's also interesting is there's another bet saying, you know, who's going to start? Who's going to do the first drive? So, is it usually whoever wins the coin toss wants to defer it, you know, to the other team, so then they could have possession coming out the gate at the second half. But what if they don't? So you see, that makes it a little, so you got to be really, really careful with that bet, all right? Because, you know, are they going to defer? Of course they're going to defer, usually. Okay, what will be the first song performed at the halftime show? So, all right, so we'll have Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige. But which song will be the first one in their lineup? So Oddshark.com thinks it's going to be California Love. So I'm not sure if that's California Love. So it could be because you're in California. So they think that's going to be the song. The next one is the next episode, The Other Family Affair. So will Snoop Dogg smoke on the stage during the halftime show? So is he going to light up and start smoking on stage? I don't know. Now, Gatorade. What color Gatorade will the winning coach get doused with? Now, this is always a bet, all right? And usually Gatorade, you know, many times it depends on your team. So with Rams, it could be a yellow or blue. With the Bengals, it could be orange. So it all depends on who wins. So is there Gatorade? So, you know, depending on who wins, that'll be possibly the color Gatorade. Most of the time, though, it's the normal Gatorade color, which I think is, what is the normal Gatorade color? Blue? I don't know. I forget. Okay. Now, here's some other bets. The price of Bitcoin. Okay, apparently, all right, there is cryptocurrency is going to make a wager to see if the price of Bitcoin will be, or what the price will be as the game progresses. So if the price goes up, it's a minus 140. The price going down is minus 110. So it's Bitcoin going up. Proposals after the game. Players who are on the winning team at Super Bowl many times will pop the question to their significant other on the field. I don't know, because I usually turn it off after the game because I want to hit the food again. And because this is the day before Valentine's Day, they're expecting that there might be a proposal. But the thing is, if nobody's ready to get married or they're like, oh, hell no, you know, that's not happening, they might not. I think the odds are against it. A player doing the icky shuffle during the game, it's one of the popular touchdown dances from running back Icky Woods. I think the touchdown celebrations have been minimized, but I really like, my favorite touchdown celebration is the Christmas Carol, where all the players are like sitting there and everything. I think that's hilarious. I like the row, row, row your boat one. Twerking got stopped after Antonio Brown did it. What jersey will rapper Drake wear? Is it going to be a Bengals or Rams? Will Peyton Manning bowl a strike in a Michelob Ultra commercial? Odds are yes, minus 165, plus negative 10 for no, or minus 110 for no. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. America's inflation rose to 7.5% in January. That's the highest level since February of 1982. Edgewell CEO Rod Little on CNBC says there's a silver lining to be had.
Yeah, the good news is the new inflation peak we're seeing is primarily around materials. And so we've talked about resins in the past being significantly up. This last round, chemicals, specifically chemicals that go into the sun care formulations, are the big drivers.
President Biden said Thursday that American citizens in Ukraine should leave now due to increasing concerns that Russian troops may soon invade the country. It should be noted, although a massive troop buildup by Russia is taking place, President Putin could be posturing for NATO concessions, or an invasion could take place. USA Radio News. Here are some of the details on a House Oversight Committee's concern on some of President Trump's memorabilia when he was president.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Happy Friday, my friend, as we enter Super Bowl weekend. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you got a lot going on. We got Super Bowl weekend. We got Valentine's Day weekend, and trust me, I got you guys. I got you guys. I'm still going to be on for Valentine's because some of you guys are going to need some last-minute ideas, but I get you. It is definitely not the easiest day of the year. I am so with you on that. One of my least favorite holidays. But, you know, we are seeing a little bit more drama than we even expected when it comes to the convoy. Remember I told you that Ontario had declared a state of emergency because of the Freedom Convoy? Well, now things are getting a little bit more serious. So, when the Freedom Convoy started, with truckers in Canada, American truckers, you know, join them because, you know, trucker, you're in the trucker family. And I appreciate everything the truckers do.
Truckers had driven across Canada to meet in Ottawa and then to demonstrate there and to try to get Trudeau to stop the mandates. A lot of the COVID-19 vaccine mandates, mask mandates, any of them really, but mostly the vaccine mandate. And Justin Trudeau didn't budge. And so while the truckers were there, they fed the homeless, they honked their horn and all that. But what was devastating to Ottawa was the gridlock. If people couldn't get to where they needed to go, it definitely made some noise. Sadly, like I said, these politicians, you know, Trudeau had left. I think he had was COVID positive, so he got to go and isolate. So, you know, sadly, it's, all right, we'll let the people kind of deal with it. Well, you know, truckers are pretty, yeah, they got some huevos, and they're like, we're not budging. We're not budging. GoFundMe. GoFundMe stopped their funding, and they GoFundMe prevented them from getting the close to $10 million that was, I guess, donated at the time. They stopped the GoFundMe, and then there was a lot of controversy on if they were going to give the money. There was controversy on if they were going to give the money back to the donors or not. Then I guess there was a pause, and then finally they decided, okay, yeah, we're going to either directly send the money back. So then instead, GiveSendGo stepped up to the task. GiveSendGo, they call themselves the number one free Christian crowdfunding site. They started a page, and it was created by Freedom 2022 Human Rights, and I think it's Tamara Lick. She had said, we're a peaceful country that has helped protect nations across the globe from tyrannical governments. She's speaking for Canada, who oppressed their people. And now it seems it is happening here. We are taking our fight to the doorsteps of our federal government and demanding that they cease all mandates against its people. Small businesses are being destroyed, homes are being destroyed, and people are being mistreated and denied fundamental necessities to survive. It's our duty as Canadians to put an end to these mandates. It is imperative that this happens, because if we don't, our country will no longer be the country we have come to love. We are doing this for future generations and to regain our lives back. So as of today, GiveSendGo is already at $8.8 million. Now, we're hearing that they might be getting pressure. I don't think they're going to buckle, but people have been sending money. Thank you, truckers. God bless. Some of them are writing. Some have been sending $25, $0.01, $100. Bless all who are protesting against tyranny. Another $100, another $100. Thank you for your sacrifices. Thank you for fighting for us. And again, you know, this money, I don't know if it's going to go to, you know, helping feed their families because they're obviously not working, if it's going to fuel, if it's going to, but that's where GiveSendGo is stepping in. So in Ontario, what happened is when police threatened arrests and fines, then the truckers moved to the airport. So they were driving around the airport slow, but they didn't clog traffic. Because I think if you stop a port or you stop an airport, it's considered an act of terrorism. So they kept moving. They were just driving around the loop, and they were honking, and you know people were waving, and other people were mad. But now they're stepping it up. And in fact, it has also affected Detroit. It's affected car dealerships here in America. So now Biden is starting to get involved. Not that anybody's really fearful. I don't think it's going to disrupt Super Bowl. Those people who bought Super Bowl tickets, you know, those people that bought Super Bowl tickets obviously have enough money to, you know, fly in. I'm not worried about that. But California, they already have enough issues with traffic. But there's a U.S. convoy that Biden is worried about that's going to be going from California to Washington, D.C. And so, you know, we already have a shipping crisis, supply chain crisis, which might be why some of the mask mandates are starting to reverse. I think a lot of the politicians, especially the liberal ones, are starting to see that they could be in a lot of trouble, not only with the midterms, but just in terms of people not liking it. In fact, I don't know if you saw this video. There's a video. I'm going to post it on my Twitter. KUSI News has it, where in a Las Vegas elementary school, when the kids found out they didn't have to wear a mask, you should just see how happy they are. I mean, it is just, it almost brings tears to your eyes. How much oppression happened. I know you guys are thinking, well, it's just something on your face. It's something on your face. It's over your nose and mouth, and it's not working. That's a problem. So going back to Ontario, a state of emergency has been declared. That was after the Biden administration urged Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government to use its federal powers to end the Freedom Convoy demonstrations that are now blockading key border crossings. Conservative Ontario Premier Doug Ford on Friday declared a 42-hour state of emergency. He threatened vehicle seizures, fines of about $80,000, $100,000 in Canadian dollars, jail time of up to a year, suspension of commercial licenses to punish protesters who do not comply with orders to dispense. He said this is a pivotal moment of our nation, the eyes of the world upon us right now, and what they are seeing is not who we are. This is not what Canada is about. About? As a province, as a nation, we must collectively draw a line. We cannot have people occupying cities, holding them hostage, holding millions and millions of people hostage. To the occupiers, please go home. Now, I mean, I get that. I see both sides. But just stop the mandates. But they don't want to look like they're winning. They don't want to look like the truckers won. So pressures mounting, protesters said they were reopening a single lane entering Canada on the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Michigan to Ontario, as a show of good faith. Meanwhile, demonstrators surrounded Canada's Parliament in Ottawa for a Jericho march. Maybe like Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, that one. And that's going to be on day 15 of protests, which I think has been going on now for about 15 days. So Biden and Trudeau spoke directly today. They had a virtual meeting with other NATO leaders on the situation in Ukraine. Not sure if they also brought up the U.S.-Canada border blockade. And it is serious. The White House on Thursday said Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg spoke with their Canadian counterparts and urged them to help resolve the standoff. Details of the discussions were not immediately available. So, blockades were halting traffic at the Ambassador Bridge crossing connecting Windsor, Ontario to Detroit. This entered its fifth day, disrupting the flow of products between two countries and threatening to shut down production at several U.S. auto plants. And the bridge connects Windsor, Ontario with Detroit, Michigan. In North America, this is one of the busiest international land borders, and it carries about $327 million of goods per day on over 8,000 trucks, which is about 27% of the $400 billion in annual trade between Canada and U.S. Two other crossings between Alberta and Montana and Manitoba and North Dakota are also under protest or blockade. So Michigan Governor Gretchen Wilmer called the protest an illegal blockade, causing economic crisis in Michigan. And so, I mean, look, I can see why people are ticked. I get it. And it's frustrating that it had to come to this. It shouldn't have come to this. And truckers are usually easygoing. They're in their cab. They do their own thing. This is very significant. You know, people are like, oh, well, they're just all right wing. They're not. A lot of them, this is about their personal choice, personal freedom. And truckers are in a cab by themselves. And vaccinated people can still spread the virus. So I don't understand why the mandates are still in existence. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts.
And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the card? Yes! The Royal Flush!
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, yes, one of you texted. I did post that video up on Twitter. It's not my video. One of the news outlets posted it. Apparently, I think a teacher had posted a video of a Las Vegas school. The kids, I think, they look like they're first, second grade. And the teacher said, hey, guys, starting tomorrow, no masks. It was taken yesterday. And you see these kids run around, and they're, like, dancing, and they're doing their thing. How kids do, like, ah! And you just saw how happy they were. And it wasn't necessarily, like, a goaded. I mean, she goes, who's excited out there? And, you know, you can see them scream. But you almost saw the kids rip it off. It made me cry. The video, I retweeted from, I think it's KUSI. I retweeted it. It's on my Twitter, and it's also on my Facebook. It's about 30 seconds long. Somebody show the president. Somebody showed Justin Trudeau. You know, I mean, nobody listens to adults anymore. Listen to the kids. I mean, again, give the kids proper masks. But what has happened the last 2 years is just heartbreaking. Okay, so are we done with COVID? No, I wish we were. I really wish we were. I'm still sick of this. Deltacron, remember we spoke about Deltacron? Deltacron, we spoke about last month, January 10th, I wrote a little piece how University of Cyprus scientists detected this variant. It basically had a combined Delta and Omicron DNA. And according to Cyprus Mail, lead researcher Dr. Lentois Kostrikis said, "We have found a significant number of mutations only previously found in Omicron cases, which is different from other variants as it has 30 mutations. 10 of these were identified in the samples taken in Cyprus." So the Deltacron is a combo Delta variant in Omicron. It was detected in 25 samples, 11 of which were in hospitalized patients, the remaining found in the general population. Kostrikis stated the frequency of the mutations was higher among those in the hospital, which could mean there was a correlation between Deltacron and hospitalizations. So they had alerted us that there might be more. This was just in their hospital sample. Yet after that, people said it was probably just contaminant. And when we talked about the Delta variant and their spike protein mutations and the Omicron variant and their spike protein mutations, you know, there's been some concern that you could kind of have a supersized, kind of a super variant. But that kind of fizzled until we were told today, health officials are still keeping tabs on it. And now this is in the UK. This isn't just from Greece. So in their weekly UK health security agency, they revealed that Deltacron is actually in the UK. They're now keeping tabs on it. It's a hybrid of Omicron and Delta. They call it super mutant. They think it evolved in a patient who caught both variants at the same time, but it is not clear. They don't know if it was imported or originated in Britain. Now, their Deltacron is the BA1 and the B1617.2. Very low numbers. It's not all over the place. It hasn't, you know, and it may fizzle out, we hope. But it does have the K417N, the E484A mutation, the N440K mutation, and the N501Y. So the N501Y, this has been with us since Alpha, the beginning, the first variant we had here, which is why I really don't know why our new vaccines don't have the ability to protect against it. The N501Y has been now around for 2 years. It came out even before we got our vaccine. I don't know. I mean, we could have updated long ago. These are very common ones. The E484A can escape antibodies. The N44K can escape antibodies. So can the K417N escape antibodies. So these are very common mutations. A source at the UK HSA insists that officials were not concerned right now. The agency has not revealed how many times it's been spotted. Professor Paul Hunter, according to Daily Mail, an infectious disease expert at the University of East Anglia, said it shouldn't pose too much of a threat. So at the moment, I'm not overly worried at the moment. If both Delta and Omicron are falling, then in theory, this variant should struggle to take off. So according to the UK, they've had about 60,000 new positive cases over the last 24 hours, down about 30% from last week. In America, we're also going down. We've been seeing some amazing sort of numbers. But with the combination, I talked to you guys about how something's a little bit up with this one here. And the reason why is a recombination event is rare, but it happens. Somebody getting infected twice with one strain means when the virus takes over the cell's machinery, whoever gets to it first wins. So to be infected at the exact same time and for the cell to kind of be working on both, it is a fluke of nature, but it can't happen. And as I described it, you know, let's say your kids, you know, each have a deck of cards. They run into each other, you know, like chocolate and peanut butter, like those commercials from Reese's. They run into each other, and now the cards are mixed and they're all over the place. You as mama, you're like, I'm not going to pick and choose, and they're not going to do it. Fine, I'm just going to put them all together. Now you have a super double deck. You guys have at it. Now you have eight aces. Go play a game of war. You know that game War where you, and it takes forever to go through the deck? So that's a recombination event to me, where you have DNA from both, gets mixed, the cell's like, what the hell do I do? So I'll just make all of it. And then the viruses that it ends up making has both sets of genetic material. So the coronavirus is made of a genetic material called RNA, and to reproduce, it must force the body to read their RNA, even though there can be errors. But the RNA genes could get mixed up when you have two, bugs at the same time. Most places have dominant variants of the virus, so usually one, you know, it's really hard to get both at the same time. So, you know, I know there's still that question of, you know, why are we chasing all these other variants and we're not, you know, looking to the source? I don't know what. I don't know why it's taken 2 years to figure out the source. You know, there was another theory. I'm sorry. There was another piece of evidence that kind of confirmed a possible lab leak theory, because before the Omicron outbreak, I'm going to find this piece.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Before the COVID outbreak in 2019, end of 2019, they had found samples in animals, I believe in Antarctica. I need to double check this. And it was of the similar virus, such that they wonder if there were experiments going on. Hold on a second. This is just too important to not talk about. And hold on. Let me find it. Yes, I am Googling as I go. I don't have DuckDuckGo. I've been using Google, and I know, by the way, Google is definitely having some issues. So we'll talk about that, too. But hold on while I type. I can't type and broadcast at the same time. I'm trying. Okay. So let me see if they have this. Yeah, Antarctica got hit with COVID, but that's not the one I'm talking about. Here we go. Okay. I think this is being reported by the Weather Channel. Earlier versions of COVID-19 were discovered by Hungarian scientists. Variants may have been manipulated in a Chinese lab. This is being reported by weather.com. They say media reports have said that Hungarian scientists stumbled upon traces of the early version of the virus that might have been manipulated in a Chinese lab, giving fresh momentum to the pandemic's lab leak theory. In Budapest, the team from Eötvös, Loránd University, and University of Veterinary Medicine developed traces of a unique variant of COVID while examining DNA from soil from Antarctica sent to firm Sangon Biotech in Shanghai. This was reported in Daily Mail, but weather.com is saying they also found genetic material from Chinese hamsters and green monkeys, suggesting the virus was being examined in a lab using either the animals themselves or their cells. So this report, I mean, what the heck they were doing, and let me see, I'm not sure where they were, anyway, but it wasn't probably Antarctica, I apologize about that, but I'm still curious about what happened with the source. So it makes you wonder that what's happening with all the new strains. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.